This audio is brought to you by motherswhowork.co.uk, the resource for working mums, business mums, and stay-at-home mums.
Sell without selling. The fine art of persuasion without hype. Part 1. Introduction. People who read your messages want to be convinced by your product, but they don't want to feel like they are being sold. There's often a fine line between the two. That's the basic premise of this book. The book was written with beginners and pros in mind. There's something here for everyone, including those who think they have no need for a book on effective copywriting. These techniques work on any type of message where you want someone to do something. Email, web pages, direct selling, online, offline, you name it. They work with selling ebooks, affiliate products, getting opt-ins for an email list, or having readers of your message take just about any desired action you wish. Chapter 1. Be Yourself. Nobody wants to sound like a desperate and pushy door-to-door salesman. Instead of using hype and being pushy, use a friendly conversational tone. A good way to get started is to record yourself describing your offer to a friend. Let them ask questions. Chances are, their questions will be the ones your visitors want answered. Play back the recording and write down what you said. The next best method is to imagine yourself speaking to a friend and write it down. The key is to write it down as quickly as you can. Don't worry about grammar or spelling. Write now, edit later. This is only a start, but a great one at that. You will then have to add some key points to your non-sales page. Chapter 2. Keep it real. To be convincing, your reader has to feel you are being realistic. Remember, you already believe in your product. You know how good it is, what it can do, and how it can change the world. Your visitors do not. You have to meet your visitors at their level of belief. Think of it this way. If someone has been struggling to make money online and hasn't made squat, and then they see your message screaming that they could make $3,500 by tomorrow, they may not believe it. Even if it's true, you need to be realistic. You can make the claim, but wait. Explain how you got there. If you want to use a dollar amount in your headline, be less specific there. Instead of, "My super product will make you $3,500 by tomorrow," try this. Make thousands with my super product. Try keeping big numbers as a big reveal in your message, which leads right to Chapter 3, Prove It. The more seemingly outrageous your claim, the more proof you need. This is for two reasons. One, legal. In the USA, for example, the Federal Trade Commission requires income disclaimers to be posted prominently and to be backed up with proof. Two, psychological. You need to get past your reader's skepticism. Lots of proof from you and others will go a long way in persuading them. Keeping this in mind, doesn't it make sense to avoid outrageous claims? You want to spend more time focusing on your message instead of wasting time on endless amounts of proof backing up wild claims. Chapter 4. The Hype-Free Zone. Hype is more than polishing the truth. It's more like adding to the truth. The real truth does not need embellishing. A good tip to help prevent writing hype is to use no more than one descriptive word at a time. Here's how. Hype. You'll swim the luxurious, high-end pampering comfort of. Non-hype. Luxurious comfort of. You can still use all the descriptive words in the hype example above, but not at the same time. You can either scatter each of the words throughout your message or use them together as a bulleted list. It makes sense to put a good light on the benefits of your product. It does not make sense to set off your readers' hype detectors. Chapter 5. Compare. Just about everything has competition. If not right away, then eventually. How do you rise above your competition? Simple. Point out what makes your product better. It could be any number of things. More pages, faster service, more prestige, more information, scarcity, etc. Don't be afraid to mention your competition. Convey the idea that you want your reader to make an informed choice. You are simply giving them information to make the right choice, your product. Keep in mind that when mentioning your competition, you must A. Be able to back up any claims you make of them, ones that can be easily verified. B. Don't say anything bad about your competition. Your reader may already be a customer of your competitor, and you don't want to insult them. C. Say a little something good about your competitor. Just remember to show why yours is better. This will make your message appear very credible. D. Use the avoid words or reverse the minor flaw technique found later in this book when saying something good about your competition. What if you are selling something like affiliate products that anyone else can sell? Then you have to make your offer better than other affiliates. You can do this by offering more value, such as bonuses, direct support, or training. More with Sell Without Direct Selling, The Fine Art of Persuasion Without Hype, in Part 2.